I have been very sick for the last 2 years and a half. I have seen like maybe 8 doctors.
Lorena Roldan is originally from Colombia. She's lived in South Florida for about 8 months. She has an immune disorder that causes her skin to itch on her face and body.
Sometimes I just want to feel that I want to take my skin off, like because I feel desperation, like because it's too itchy, too burn, too scratchy, you know, it's like, ah, I just want to scream.
Lorena goes to a South Florida dermatologist 3 times a week for treatment. She prefers to read her electronic medical records in Spanish, the way she used to in Colombia, to monitor her progress. But here, she runs into problems.
Sometimes the words are completely different for a person from the Cuba and from a person in Colombia or from an Argentinian and a Mexican.
South Florida is in many respects unique because of the many varieties and dialects of Spanish, for example, that are spoken.
Dr. Kenneth Goodman is the director of the bioethics program at the University of Miami.
Sometimes the words are used quite differently. Sometimes accents are different in ways that might actually be significant. One might imagine that in the future that will provide market opportunities for people to develop dialect-specific apps for patients.
Dr. Goodman says as medical records continue to go paperless, we could see a wave of different languages and dialects in healthcare applications. Maria Giambroni has been a Spanish translator in South Florida for about 20 years. She recognizes the need for healthcare records to be available in Spanish.
30 years ago, you couldn't find anyone that would speak Spanish. But now, it's everywhere.
But she doesn't think multiple Spanish options for electronic medical records would work. There are just too many different dialects to cover them all. To Giambroni, neutral Spanish is the key.
Neutral Spanish is Spanish that can be understood by everybody. Someone from Peru, Colombia, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. The idea is to avoid using regional terms.
That's something Lorena Roldan says she would appreciate.
And I'm not trying to judge or anything. It's just that it's hard for me to understand people sometimes. We all speak Spanish. The words have a different meaning.
And when that meaning relates to your health, the stakes can be pretty high. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.